Wow, this is such a pivotal moment for the tech world. Google DeepMind is right at the center of a major shift in labor relations as employees push for unionization. But those initial negotiations have completely stalled, largely due to a widespread feeling that leadership just isn't truly engaging.
It's a serious concern. Workers are reporting that management is treating these talks like a procedural formality, rather than engaging in good faith bargaining. It's fueling a lot of suspicion that there are stalling tactics at play, alongside a firm resistance to shared governance.
It's really frustrating to hear, especially when you consider the environment these brilliant people are navigating. This tension stems directly from DeepMind's high-pressure research culture, where engineers and scientists are grappling with intense workloads, rapid development cycles, and some deeply profound ethical and safety concerns.
And that's precisely why this union drive isn't really about traditional workplace perks. For these employees, it's fundamentally about securing collective agency over research priorities, AI safety, and ethical oversight.
So at the absolute heart of it all, the core dispute really comes down to one thing, the definition of meaningful engagement.
Exactly. Workers are demanding active listening, transparency, and substantive negotiation. But instead, they're perceiving superficial concessions and deliberate delaying tactics.
It's a clash that really mirrors a much bigger challenge across the entire industry. Tech companies have historically operated with top-down decision-making, and they're really struggling to adapt to models that actually require collaborative governance and a collective worker voice.
And that's why the outcome here carries weight far beyond just DeepMind. How this plays out will set a serious tone for the entire sector.
Exactly. A failure to establish productive dialogue could send a really discouraging signal to AI researchers everywhere that their ethical and workplace concerns will just be routinely dismissed.
But flip that around, and a successful unionization effort could establish an incredibly powerful precedent. It would likely encourage engineers at other AI firms to organize and demand stronger ethical oversight and improved working conditions.
Ultimately, this standoff really highlights a critical, almost emotional tension in the AI sector. The relentless pace of technological advancement is directly clashing with the human and ethical needs of the workforce building these systems.
Moving forward, DeepMind really needs to pivot from resistance to genuine collaboration to bridge the gap between executive strategy and worker expectations.
And on the employee side, maintaining that unity and momentum is going to be absolutely essential to seeing this through.
In the end, how this situation unfolds will serve as a defining test for the future of labor relations and ethical accountability in the age of artificial intelligence.